Tonight, on Life in the Rock, we have Jonathan Blevins. We'll see a video about the upcoming World Youth Day and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Jonathan Blevins. He's got a new podcast coming out called Is This for Kids? They'll be looking at all forms of media to see if it's appropriate content for kids to watch.
And EWTN will also be covering World Youth Day in August from Lisbon, Portugal. We're now going to a video with Colm Flynn.
With over 20 centuries of history and known as the city built on seven hills, the Portuguese capital of Lisbon is getting ready to host World Youth Day. Headquarters of World Youth Day, staff are busy preparing to welcome pilgrims from every continent.
We have different topics, so different also continents. We are distributed by different continents and also movements, congregations. This team are for the visa.
For everyone, this is our main goal, to answer the Pope's appeal to have at least one pilgrim from all the countries of the world.
Bishop Américo Aguiar is the Bishop of Lisbon and is responsible for the tone and theme of World Youth Day.
Estamos a 90 dias hoje.
When you think of how close World Youth Day is, it's like a defibrillator. You feel a shock at the heart when you think of how many days are left. But we are really looking forward to welcoming young people from all over the world for a meeting with Pope Francis. But above all, we are excited about them meeting with the living Christ. That is why we are very much looking forward to the arrival of the big day.
In your meetings with Pope Francis, what has he expressed to you for his vision and hope and desire for World Youth Day here in Lisbon?
Since the last World Youth Day, the world has lived through a pandemic, through an economic crisis, through a war, and so on. So the Pope really longs for people to experience the culture of encounter. It's important for us to encourage young people to be there for each other, to care for each other, to love each other, to be better people.
Organizers are predicting that somewhere between 1 and 2 million people will attend. A realistic figure to many, maybe too optimistic to others. There have also been concerns about accommodating this amount of people in a city of only 500,000 residents. The mayor of Lisbon, Carlos Modeas, has a simple message. Worry about that later.
I know that I've spoken to a lot of young people around the world who really want to come to Lisbon for the event, but are finding it difficult to find accommodation, or the accommodation that they see on Airbnb or in hotels, the prices are astronomical, and they're worried that they might not be able to afford it.
My advice would be, come. We'll find you a solution. I mean, there's a lot of families that are opening their places. We are opening schools, places that people can sleep and stay. And if there's one characteristic of the Portuguese people, it's that people like to host foreign people. They like to receive. They like to have people at home.
The cost of hosting World Youth Day is estimated to be over 100 million euros, 80 million which will be funded by the Catholic Church, and a further 30 million which will be given by the Portuguese state. The staging area for the Pope's final Mass originally had a price tag of 5.6 million euros, which was then revised down to 2.9 million. This huge cost involved in hosting the event is something that has come under severe scrutiny.
So basically we made different choices. Before it was going to be taller, like higher, the structure, and we had to bring it down a bit so that the cost will go down as well.
Lisbon? What about some of the backlash from people? I know here in the media there was some controversy around, for example, the price of the stage at over 2 million euros and the overall cost of hosting the event. Some people were wondering here in Portugal, is it worth it? What do you say to people who have those concerns?
Everything costs a lot of money. The stage, the logistics, everything. The cost is significant, but we are working at a reduced cost. But this is something that the Portuguese state believes in, and the church believes in, and the Holy See believes in. This is an investment that will have a return, and of course, not just an economic return, but more importantly, a spiritual return in terms of changing the lives of these young people. But in terms of criticisms, we have to accept them with humility, correct what is wrong, and move forward.
But regardless of the cost and huge logistical challenge this will be for Portugal, young Portuguese Catholics are hoping that it will be a special opportunity for their country to help other young Catholics grow in their faith.
I think it's going to be great. I think deep down we are so excited to have Catholics from all over the place and non-Catholics who also are coming in our country.
Well, we have to remember the basic things. Christ said, if you want to follow me, pick your cross and follow me. So follow him. If he says go to Portugal, then come to Portugal. It's not that hard.
It's not that big of a cross, no.
Yeah. It isn't, yeah.
It's not that big.
If you leave Portugal knowing truly in yourself that Christ is my king, Christ is king of kings, he's of your life done.
Your family and your neighbors will see Christ in your face and will be obvious, and you'll be this instrument to get the gospel across.
And for Bishop Americo, he is confident World Youth Day will be a transformative experience for the young people, no matter where they come from.
It doesn't matter if I'm black or white, from the north or from the south. If we have different sensitivities, if we like different sports, different politics, I'm left, I'm right. No, we must recognize this as wealth. And knowing this as a wealth, we're going to build a world that is different. And the journey in Lisbon can help do just that, a chance to build a new future. This could be the profound result of World Youth Day here in Lisbon.
Profunda da Jornada Mundial da Juventude em Lisboa.
In Lisbon, Portugal, Colm Flynn for Life on the Rock.
Jonathan Bearded Blevins, welcome.
Hello.
Back.
Thank you, brother,
Life
for having me.
You're actually on the show just a few months ago, maybe back in August.
Yeah.
We were talking, and lots been happening in the gamer world. And
it's an honor to be back.
Yeah, thank you. But you do a lot of online evangelization. You go into the gaming world, which needs to be evangelized.
Yeah.
You try to bring a Christian presence, a Catholic presence, just a model of faith. And it's always kind of fascinating to hear that, of our generation, there's just tens of thousands, millions on that platform. And so I wanted to ask you, just kind of follow up, how is the evangelizing going on the online world?
It's been going really well. We've grown quite a bit. I think the last time that we met, we were probably around, 80 to 100,000 followers on the brand that we're using to try to do that. And now we're about over 350,000 and over a billion impressions over the last year. Wow. Using all social media platforms. So praise God, it's been great.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to, again, be that light in the darkness that is the internet and try to evangelize that way.
What's kind of been the feedback by other gamers or maybe just people curious to know?
Yeah, there are, it's interesting, since last we spoke, there's a lot of people that are trying this in the non-Catholic world from a perspective of almost going door to door in like an in-your-face kind of way. Mm-hmm. They're playing games and they're like going into random lobbies and talking to people and trying to convince them to become Christian. And they're doing so in kind of a hateful way. Mm. And that's not going well. It's making like headlines and news articles. And people are just kind of being aggressive. And we're going about it in this kind of pre-evangelization approach of just being in the world but not of it.
Right.
And that's going super well. So we're getting a lot of good feedback. A lot of people are becoming fans of what we're talking about and what we're doing and what we're participating in. And they're like, why is this person different? Why am I different? Why are the people I'm hanging out with online different? And we talk about our Catholic faith, and that's why. And then people are open to, oh, maybe I'll learn more about this, instead of the first time that we meet, me being like, let me do a Bible study with you right now. That wouldn't work so well. Maybe it would, but this is, it's going super well.
Because I always think of the gaming world, that's kind of a different crowd, you know? Maybe it can be pretty rough, you know?
Because
you probably have a lot of young guys, you know, that are maybe college or just hard working, hard living type. And but Christ has to be brought to them, and that's so important, especially in our day and age where more young people are going on.
Absolutely.
So we have to have good role models, and I think examples of, you know, how to conduct yourself well. You know, there's thousands of videos of people flipping out, you know.
Yep.
And so we always, you know, just bring that presence, that witness to the faith. But what's new? What's going on with you? What's the newest thing?
Well, we have a lot going on right now that we're excited about. You know, last time we talked, you know, I'm live about 40 hours a week on Twitch, which is a platform that is like YouTube or Facebook, if you will, that allows live streaming. I'm still doing live streaming, but we're really focused on content that can reach even more people. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on a couple of different podcasts at the moment. So we're working on a sports podcast, which is, I can't talk too much about yet because we're still working the details out.
Okay.
And then another podcast that really is kind of in the media realm, geared towards really parents and grandparents, called Is This for Kids? And the idea of that is basically looking at, I mean, every week, right, there are hundreds of new albums, video games, movies, TV shows, you name it, new media released into the world. My wife and I are very particular about what we let our kids watch, the screen time that they have. We don't give them a lot compared to a lot of our friends. But we understand that, like, it's better to put your kids in front of a wholesome TV show for 25 minutes than it is to, like, send them across the street into traffic, right?
Oh, yeah.
So parents are going to be using this kind of stuff. So why not find stuff that's going to uplift families and be kind of like a voice for the good, true, and beautiful in media.
Yeah.
And so we're starting this podcast, Is This for Kids?, reviewing different forms of new media to help parents who don't have time to keep up with every single new thing coming out, or even old stuff, in order to figure out what they should or should not let their kids watch.
Because, I mean, in our world today, we are just bombarded with so much content.
Yeah.
And it is, like, it's pretty relentless. And I was kind of laughing the other week. It was like, I heard this song and it sounded new. I was like, man, have you heard this new song? Only to find out it's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, well, maybe I'm out of touch, you know, with that reality. But, you know, you're a father. And so I know that it's probably been kind of weighing on you to really kind of go maybe into this direction, maybe those you work with. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, the idea came from, there's a show called Bluey out there right now that is like one of the most popular shows in the world for little kids. It's made in Australia. It's a mom and a dad and two little girls. They're puppies. They're all a puppy family living in like middle class Australia. The dad is very involved in playing with the kids. The mom is always teaching different lessons. And there's like nothing wrong with the show. Yet, tune into our podcast. Our first episode will probably feature Bluey. I'll have to watch every single episode. But it's this incredible show that just doesn't seem to have any political agenda, doesn't seem to have anything that they're pushing other than just good family values. And I was watching that and I thought to myself, why is, like, there should be more stuff out there like this. And then maybe there is, but I don't know where to look to find other things like it. So I asked my wife, have you heard of or seen anything like this? No. You know, maybe Daniel Tiger, but I think Daniel Tiger is interesting. It's a show about tigers and all they eat is vegetables. So I don't trust that immediately. Tigers eat meat. Why are they eating vegetables in this show? It makes no sense. I don't trust it. But we were having this, my wife and I were having this great conversation. And I was just like, I don't know where to turn. We use Common Sense Media, which has been a great resource for us for movies and stuff. But there's just nowhere to go with a trusted source of voice that's familiar with our parenting style. Of just wanting to raise good human beings.
Yeah.
And so we're like, why don't we create it? Why not be that voice for parents out there who are looking? And again, there's just, even if you want to be the best parent ever, you don't have, unless you're getting paid to do it, you don't have time to go through every single show, every movie, every social media app, every video game. It's a lot to keep up with. So we want to be that resource that parents can listen to for 20 minutes an episode and be like, I trust what they're doing. I'll let my kids watch or not watch this.
Wow. Because I think of that, like, that's a pretty big undertaking. So I don't know how many are working on this with you.
So there's a whole team. Okay. I'm going to have a co-host. Her name's Katie Ruvey, and she's great. And we're going to, we have a big undertaking because I don't have a lot of free time to watch all these shows. there's a Netflix feature where you can 2x speed and watch things quicker. And so we're going to have to do that. She's a genius. And part of the idea of the show is that we're going to be reviewing new stuff every episode, as well as old stuff. Mm. So things we've already seen, right?
Yeah.
For instance, I just watched Free Willy with my family the other week. And I don't know if you remember that show, brother.
No, not well.
But the whole movie is just a way to get little kids and parents to cry. There is nothing good about the movie. There's nothing redemptive about it. There's the person who tries to help the little kid get adopted to another family, looks at the 8-year-old kid and says, "Your mother never even turned around to look back when she dropped you off here." Who, your worst enemy wouldn't say that to you? And I'm watching it with my family. My kids are crying. I'm like, I'm so sorry for letting you watch this. I remember Free Willy being this great movie where this guy frees this whale. And you look back and it's like, man, the whole idea of this film, is there's nothing good about it except for let's just cry together. And so we're going to, the idea is that we're going to, help people understand reviewing new stuff and old stuff that we've already seen before and give them a new perspective on what their kids should be.
Well, we got to go to a break, but I want to hear more about this podcast.
Sounds good.
Well, Jonathan, I'm fascinated with this podcast because it sounds like you're taking on the world, you and your team. But I wanted to ask you, what's the strategy? How are you going to kind of approach this?
Yeah, the idea is that, and everything that I do right now with this new media company, we're looking at it through the lens of pre-evangelization. Okay. So how can we reach the culture as a whole, not just Catholics, but also Catholics, right? And so this is why I'm so excited about this entire project and this podcast, which will also be filmed as well. So we'll have YouTube videos as well that'll be up.
And it's like a bonus.
It's a bonus. You might be able to find those on EWTN as well, which is really fun. But we're looking at this as how can we reach just parents in general, right, between the ages of 20 and 50, you name it, to inspire them to care about the content that their children are consuming. And so the idea is that we're not starting every episode with, this episode's dedicated to Padre Pio, and let's close with the Hail Mary. That's fine. That's great. But we want this to kind of be a non-religious experience for people so that it can reach as many people as possible so they can be giving their children content that is uplifting, and they don't have to know that it's coming from a Catholic.
Yeah.
But because it is, hopefully it will be endorsed and a good thing.
We'll start putting the numbers together.
Yes, you know what I mean? I can't tell you the amount of friends I have that look up the show Bluey and that are like, Bluey has to have Catholic founders. They have to. Look at the show.
Yeah.
There's nothing weird about it. And they just can't find anything out there. They will be able to find things about me that I am Catholic, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But the strategy really is to go big and to just really say to parents, you should care about what your child is consuming online.
Yeah.
And we can help make sure that it's going to be a wholesome experience.
So you're really just casting a net.
Yeah.
And trying to catch whoever, because again, I think with today, in today's world, there's just so much. And, to kind of sort through all that, again, things are just being released.
Yeah.
At such a phenomenal rate. But of all kind of maybe the subjects, are you starting with movies or TV or music? What's the first on the line?
Yep. Well, so every single episode is going to have one video game, new and old, one movie, new and old, one show, new and old, and an artist, new and old, with a potential of a social media platform as well. And so kind of, I know that's a lot, yeah, right? But we're talking about like hard hitting and fast on each one of those. But the idea is just in general, like, yes, it's overwhelming to look at all those things in every single episode. But that's what, I mean, it's more overwhelming what's being, like you said, brother, putting out there in front of young people, right? They've got, if you're on TikTok for 10 minutes, you're gonna see 20 different brands and you're gonna see 50 different videos putting all kinds of stuff in front of people. And so people are used to this.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna be really focusing on everything. What I think is gonna appeal to most people though is gonna be the movies and the TV shows.
Okay. Yeah, I would probably say so too. I mean, just because, especially like with movies, sometimes that's a group environment too, just rather than on your own and everything. But what do you want the viewer to really get out of this?
Yeah, I want I look at the average parent, right? The average mm-hmm. parent, if they're, like my wife stays at home. So when I say average parent, I mean, they could both be working, they could be single parent, I want the average parent does not have time
right.
to keep up with everything that their kid or that they are being inundated with. So I want the average person who listens to this or watches this to say, I have a general idea of something that the person who I've been entrusted to love and care for and lead to heaven, I have an idea of things that they should or should not participate in online.
Yeah. And now with the screening process, are you watching everything or are you kind of also looking at other reviews and just kind of collecting data?
Or? Yeah, so we're going to be watching everything. Mm-hmm. Every episode, if there's a TV show that's been out for a long time, there's 10 seasons, we might watch the first two and we'll make that very clear in our podcast description of what we're speaking about because maybe something can change later on. But we want it to be this authentic experience where people know that they know and they trust us. And so they know that what we're giving them is the truth of what we experience. So,
yeah. Because I think out there, there's some shows that are obviously not good.
Yeah.
They're just crude, they're vulgar, they're blasphemous. So you can kind of mark it. But then there's other stuff that's like way more subtle.
Yeah.
How do you approach that?
Well, that's something that we're going to figure out, right? So there's all kinds of different shows. I think of Go Dog Go, which is, if you remember that book, it's a Dr. Seuss book,
yeah.
Right, that we were growing up. And now there's a Netflix show called Go Dog Go. And there's all kinds of different political ideologies throughout that show. But you would never think mm-hmm. that Go Dog Go
is a political
book. Which is just the book. It's just about a bunch of dogs who eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, and they end up having a dog party in a tree. And there's another dog who does not or does like this woman's hat. That's it. Like that's the show. That's the book. But the show has a bunch of weird like ideologies throughout it, which I won't go into specifics right now uh-huh. for this, but we're going to find ways to talk about that. Uh-huh. We want to make sure we're talking about that from a perspective that reaches everyone. So I can't say as a Catholic, we're not going to allow the show, but what can I say as a human mm-hmm. that talks about that show and what to watch out for your
as
kids.
As a concerned viewer.
Exactly. Now, again, this is not, I'm not trying to be sneaky. I'm always Catholic and everything I do, I'm Catholic. Mm-hmm. And if you look me up on any social media app, Catholic's on every single, it's first and foremost on every one of my platforms. I'm not hiding it,
yeah.
But we're also trying to reach a large audience that
right.
isn't Catholic.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful. We're gonna navigate those waters carefully, but I'll never be afraid to stand up for who I am.
Well, Jonathan, where can we find out more information on this podcast?
Yeah, thank you for asking, brother. BeardedBlevins.com, all one word, BeardedBlevins, BLEVINS.com. We'll have everything you need to know about it.
Okay. Well, Jonathan, thank you for being on Life on the Rock, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you as well.
Two points I love about the conversation tonight was that the Catholic Church and preaching the gospel needs to be in this sphere, and also we have to protect young people from what's out there. The culture is so antithetical to the faith in so many ways, aggressively secular. We have to be looking at content and what kids are viewing online.
And I think we also need to pray, you know, for our parents, and especially the work that Jonathan is putting together, because it's needed and it could be a strain because they're taking on a lot of content and material, so they need grace. So
yeah. I think it'd be great. Maybe stay-at-home moms or something can help them look at some of this content and help them. Yeah. That'd be great. But we'll send you that vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. May He fill your hearts and minds with His wisdom, that you may raise up children of God, holy men and women for the Lord. May God bless you, the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.